পৃথিবী জয়িছে ঘট ফুলের কারণ আশ্রয় জীবের নিদান তুমি তুমি সর্বাশ্রয়। At the earth is the original cause and shelter of all faults made of earth. So we are the ultimate cause and shelter of all living beings. This is the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. At the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity is being established. At the beginning, generally, there is Mangalachana that brings all auspiciousness. In any spiritual activity, when one initiates that activity, he begs the mercy of the Supreme Personality. So, at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are a few verses that actually invoke that auspiciousness. And so the first verse is offering prayers to the spiritual master. Actually, the spirit, it's been described in plural, not only one spiritual master, Vande Guruni Isha Bhaktan Ishavata. Gurun is a plural one. So this Guru is, I offer my respectful obeisances after the spiritual master. The spiritual masters are of three categories. They are Bhatma Pradarsha Guru, Diksha Guru, and Shiksha Guru. Bhatma Pradarsha, Bhatma means the path. Pradarshak means the indicator. The one who indicates or one who brings one to the path of devotional service, he is the Bhatma Pradarshak. Then the initiating spiritual master, and then the instructing spiritual masters. So in this way, the concept of spiritual master is plural. So, at the beginning, Sri Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is offering his obeisances to the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, and the Lord's incarnations, his plenary portion, his energy, and the primeval Lord himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So, the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita is offering obeisances to them so that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is hoping that he can execute this mission properly. Because it's only by the mercy of the devotees of the Lord, the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality and Guardian in his very incarnation. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mohan, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman, Jai Shri Shri Gopinath. So he is begging for their mercy so that he can execute the mission properly. And then he is offering his respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gauradaye Pushpavanto Chitram Sando Tamondo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are like the sun and the moon. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Saho Udito. So generally sun and moon rise separately. When the sun sets, the moon rises. But the peculiar aspect of this two sun and this sun and moon is they have reason simultaneously. Saha Udito, simultaneously. Well, like the sun and moon, who have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaura to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. The third verse is actually being discussed in this chapter that we are discussing now. Ja advaitam brahma parishadi tadattasya tanumha ja atmantar jami purusha iti so ashangsha bhukhava sarai sarjai purna janta bhagavan sa swayam ayam na chaitanna krishna jagati parudattam parantiha. So in this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity is being established. Who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Whom the Upanishads describe as the Brahma Jyoti, Brahma. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body. What Upanishads describe as Brahma Jyoti is the bodily effulgence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord known as the Super Soul is but his localized binary portion. And the Super Soul, who is situated in everyone's heart, he is the localized aspect of that Supreme Personality of God, Sri Chaitanya. The Paramatma is the localized aspect of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he is the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna himself, full with six opulences. Sharai Sharja Purna Jaiha Bhagavan Swa. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, who is endowed with six opulences. He is the absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to him. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity is being established, just as in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second chapter also, Krishna's identity has been established. Who remembers that verse? Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Vadanti tat tattavina sattvam jajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan. The Supreme Absolute Truth, Vadanti Tattavida Sattvam. Those who are knower of that Absolute Truth, they describe that Absolute Truth. How do they describe that Absolute Truth? Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shabda. They describe him as Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. The same Absolute Truth. Who is not before, who is one without a second? Who doesn't have anyone equal to him and who doesn't have anyone superior? That's supreme. That's the definition of supreme, according to the Veda. Asama, asamodha, asama, and udha. No one is equal to him and no one is superior. That is the supreme. So that is the third verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that is for that point has been established here in this chapter and the second chapter that we are discussing of Adi Lila. That is the main object of discussion. And in course of the discussion, one point has been established about Krishna First, it is being established that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then it has been established that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that Krishna. Bhagavatam, in Bhagavatam, time and time again, that point has been established. At the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, 24 different incarnations have been established and described, and then it has been mentioned that there are innumerable incarnations of the Supreme Personality. Just as there are innumerable waves in an ocean, just as innumerable rivers come out of the ocean and then merge back into the ocean, similarly, all these incarnations are emanating from Krishna. Ete Chamsha Kala Moksha. These are Angsas and Kalas. These are the parts and parts of the parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna is the Supreme Original Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. And in this respect, another incident have brought in is that Brahma could recognize Krishna. In the 10th canto, Brahma Vimohan Lila, Brahma's bewilderment has been described. Brahma, the most exalted personality in this universe, even he couldn't recognize Krishna. When Krishna is performing his pastimes as a little child in Vrindavan, Brahma would recognize Krishna. It so happened that that morning Krishna went out to tend the cows and calves. Calves, actually. Krishna was only about 5 years old. And at the age of 5, they get the chance to start tending the calves. And then when they grow up a little, then they get to tend the cows. So Krishna, along with his friends, were tending the calves. They went to the forest. They were going to the forest. And through the forest, when they were going, they saw a huge cave, what appeared to be like a huge cave. But it was actually Avasura, one of the accomplices of Kamsa, who came to kill Krishna and Balaram along with Krishna, actually. Because that day Balaram was birthday. That particular day was Balaram's birthday. Therefore, Mother Rohini decided to keep Balaram at home to celebrate his birthday. So that day Balaram was not there. And along with all the cowherd boys, Krishna went to tend the cows, tend the calves. And they actually, Agha and Aghasura, these demons are actually endowed with mystic power, the yoga siddhi. And as a result of the yoga siddhi, they have the ability to transform themselves into any form. They can become very small, at the same time they can also become very big. These are the siddhis, anima. And Gaurima, and they become very big. Mohima. Then they can become very heavy, they can become very light. All these abilities they acquire through their mystic power. So this Aghasura was actually, Aghasura achieved this mystic powers. And he assumed the form of a python, a snake, and he was lying on the way where the cowherd boy was passing by, and his idea was that these boys will, out of curiosity, would enter into his mouth and then swallow them. So Aghasura was lying on the way with his mouth wide open, and the cowherd boys, they are only 5-6 years old, like almost 6 years. All the boys were practically junior to Krishna. And Krishna Krishna was 5 years from Mathura. And Krishna and cowherd boys saw that. The cowherd boys became curious. That, oh, this looks like a new cave that we never explored before. We never seen this cave before. So they decided to go inside. And they all went inside the mouth of Bhagavad. And Krishna could recognize that this was a demon. And Krishna could understand his agenda. That he came to kill him and the Kamar boys. Now the Kamar boys all have entered into Arjuna's mouth, so Krishna was wondering what to do. They have already entered into his mouth, along with the calves. So Krishna decided to enter into his mouth. And Arjuna was waiting when Krishna would enter. And as soon as Krishna entered in his mouth, Arjuna just closed his mouth, thinking of killing him. But then Krishna expanded himself to such a large form that he not only got stuck in Avasura's throat, Avasura could swallow Krishna. And Krishna generated an inconceivable heat from his body. And as a result of that, Avasura started to rise in pain. And now he couldn't swallow Krishna, he couldn't spill Krishna out, and Krishna got stuck in his throat and he was dying. And all the holes of his body was blocked. So finally, Arjuna's soul came out of his Brahmaranjan, from his brain cell. This is how actually the yogis live their body. The Arjuna also is a yogi. But this is an indication that achieving perfection of yoga cannot be done. Even the demons have yoga sickness. So why should anybody want to have yoga sickness? The ultimate goal of life is actually to become a devotee of Krishna. If you are not a devotee of Krishna but achieve the yoga sickness, what's the use? Just end up becoming a demon, like Agasura. So Agasura's soul left through his Brahmaranjan. And then it was hovering on the space. And then as Krishna came out of his mouth, then Avasura's soul merged into Krishna's body. So Brahma at that time was flying through the sky on his swan carrier. And Brahma saw this amazing sight that this little boy, 5-year-old boy, killed this demon who was such a terrible demon that even the demigods used to tremble with fear just by hearing his name. He was practically inconceivable, invincible. Nobody could kill him, nobody could defeat him. He was so powerful. And this little boy, Krishna, killed him so easily. And not only that, then Agasura's soul came and merged into his body. So Brahma began to wonder, is this Narayan, my lord and master? So Brahma wanted to find out who this personality is. He started to suspect that this must be my lord and master, Narayan. And then he followed and then he saw Krishna along with his friends came to the bank of Jamuna, and there they let the calves graze in the pasturing ground, and they all sat down on the bank of Jamuna. They pulled out all their foodstuff that they brought from home and they started to have a picnic. And while they were having the picnic, they were having a unique exchange. Like some boys, when they liked something, the taste of something that he brought with him, after eating it, after biting onto it, when he found that the taste was so nice, he offered it to Krishna. And said, Krishna, see, this is delicious. Please try it. And Krishna also just took that food himself. And sometimes Krishna, some boy saw that something on Krishna's plate that looked very delicious. So he stole that from his plate and started to eat it. And Krishna was responding, saying, hey, why did you do that? Why did you take it from me? Like, the boy actually told Krishna, Krishna, look at the bird there. And when Krishna looked there, he took the food stuff from his plate. So that completely bewildered Brahma. In one hand, Brahma was thinking that this boy probably is my Lord and Master Narayan. But then Brahma saw the kind of exchange he was having with his boyfriend, his cowherd boyfriend. It was completely inconceivable because Narayan will not take anybody's remnants. Because jhuta means contaminated. Remnant means contaminated. Now everybody can have Narayan's remnants. But who can ever offer his remnants to Narayan? And here, these boys are doing that and stealing food from Narayan's plate. Yes. Brahma was completely bewildered. This cannot be Narayan. But at the same time, Brahma couldn't figure out that who else then he can be. Then Brahma decided to play a trick. So Brahma decided to steal the calves. So he stole all the calves. And then Krishna, while having their breakfast or picnic, along with the friends, all of a sudden noticed that none of the cows are on site. None of the calves are on site. And so they became very worried. Where did the calves go all of a sudden? So they all were about to just get up and go look for the calves. So Krishna said, don't go. You all carry on with your picnic. I will go and see. They may have gone inside the forest. Then Krishna went to look for the calves. And in the meantime, Brahma stole all the cows and boys and took them into a cave and put them there, unconscious, made them fall asleep, and kept them there, and he just blocked the mouth of the cave with a boulder, with a big stone. And as Brahma turned around, he saw that all the calves are grazing on the field, and all the cowherd boys are there along with Krishna. Krishna is sitting in the middle and having fun. Actually, what happened is when Brahma stole the calves and the cowherd boys, then when Krishna came back, he found that now the cowherd boys are also gone. So Krishna began to wonder what actually happened. And then Krishna, in his mystic power, in his inconceivable spiritual potency, Krishna could see what happened. Krishna can see everything. That Brahma stole the cowherd boys and the calves. Therefore, Krishna expanded himself into all the cowherd boys and into all the calves. Now for Brahma, it took just one moment to put the cowherd boys onto the cave along with the calves, and when he turned around, it took him just one moment, according to his calculation. But one moment of Brahma, according to the earthly calculation, is 1 year. So 1 year actually went by when Brahma looked around, and he found the same sight. What actually happened? That Krishna expanded himself into the cowherd boys and into the calves and for 1 year, he played with him, and all these cowherd boys and calves were actually Krishna's own expansion. And when Brahma looked back, it was the same day, the day of Balaram's appearance. And that's why Balaram was not there on that. Actually, if Balaram was there, then Brahma would have been in trouble. Anyway, these are all Krishna's pastimes. So Krishna, Brahma looked back and he saw the same scene. Therefore, Brahma actually decided, Brahma noticed that actually all these cowherd boys are Narayan. Brahma knew of only one Narayan. And here he is saying hundreds of thousands of Narayan. All the cowherd boys are actually Narayan. So this is how Brahma realized that this Krishna is not just Narayan, but the origin of all Narayan. Brahma didn't know about many, many Narayans before, but it became clear to him now that there is not only one Narayan, there are innumerable Narayans, and all those Narayans are expansion of Krishna. Like, I'll just go through this portion. So Brahma is actually praying to Krishna after he recognized him as the origin of Narayana, not just Narayana, he's the origin of Narayana. I'll just read the English translation. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father, Narayana? Narayana refers to one whose abode is in the water, born from Nara, Garbhodusha Vishnu. And that Narayan is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and are not creations of Maya. So this portion has been described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He's elaborating on that verse. He's saying, after Brahma had offended Krishna by stealing his playmates and cows, he begged the Lord's pardon and his offensive act and prayed for his offensive act and prayed for the Lord's mercy. Brahma told, I took birth from the lotus that grew from your navel. Thus, you are both my father and my mother, and I am your son. Parents never take seriously the offenses of their children. I therefore beg your pardon and ask for your benediction. Sri Krishna then said, O Brahma, your father is Narayan. I am but a cowherd boy. How can you be my son? Then Brahma replied, are you not Narayan? You are certainly Narayan. Please listen as I state the proofs. All the living beings within the material and spiritual worlds are ultimately born of you, for you are the super soul of them all. And then it comes to this particular verse that we are discussing today. I'll repeat the previous verse. All the living beings within the material and spiritual worlds are ultimately born of you, for you are the super soul of them all. As the earth is the original cause and shelter of all parts, all thoughts made of earth, so you are the ultimate cause and shelter of all living beings. So he's giving the analogy. Just all the pots are made from the earth. All the pots that are there in this planet, they all are made of clay. So the earth or clay is the origin of all the pots. So similarly, you are the origin of all the living entities. All the living entities have come from you. So in this way, at the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity as the Supreme Personality of God. So here we have to understand that what is being established is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an incarnation of the Supreme Personality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the origin of all incarnations. He is not an avatar. He is not an avatar, but he is an avatari. He is the origin of all incarnations. So in this way, right at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity has been established, and then the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance has been established. Those have been established in the next three verses. Verse 4, 5, and 6 of Adi Lila, chapter 1. The first verse describes that he has come to distribute something that has never been given. Anarpita Chari Chira Korunaya Bhutinaka Shamar Poitu Munnata Jagarashan Shav Bhutishu. He has come to distribute his own devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, who is Krishna himself, has come to distribute his own devotion. Not only devotion, the devotion in the highest order. There are different categories of devotion. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give is the devotion of the highest order. But then it has been pointed out that that is the external purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is an internal reason of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yeah, the internal reason is that he came accepting the mood of devotion to distribute Krishna consciousness to the people of the age of Kali. But what is the internal reason? There is another reason. That is, Krishna wanted to recognize, Krishna wanted to understand the mood of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's love. He wanted to understand what is there in him that Radharani is so attractive. By loving him, what kind of joy does Srimati Radharani experience? And why does Radharani want to become attractive? Radharani becomes attractive in this way. That verse goes like, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima. Pranaya Mohima, what is the glory, what is the extent of Srimati Radharani's love? Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisha. Banai Vashabdha Janarputa Mathurva Kidrisha Mahmoti. What is there in me that Radharani is so attractive to? Krishna considers that Radharani is so attractive. And what is there in him that attracts him? And shokhan chasya madana bhavata kitrisho. By loving me, what kind of joy, what kind of sukha, what kind of joy Srimati Radharani gives me? He wanted to understand these three things. And in order to understand these three things, he appeared. Just as moon appeared from the milk ocean, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared from the womb of Mother Sachi. So these are the two reasons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one external, one internal. And even the external consideration that giving devotion, not only giving devotion, the devotion in the most elevated and most brilliant, joy, madhurya, ujjala, rasa. Anarpita charin chira, anarpita, which had never been given before. A kind of loving relationship, the kind of devotion that had never been given. Anarpita charin chirat. Never actually here means for a long, long time. Not never. In the previous day of Brahmayan, it was given on. Another 1,000 chaturyugas before, this was once offered to the mentor in the Hindu. So after an incredibly long period of time, it is being offered again. Anarpita charin chirat. And in order to give back, in order to bestow that mercy, Korunaya Avatirna Karu, very mercifully, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared. And what is that? That inconceivable wealth and opulence? Samarpayito unnato ujjalo rasam shakurti shriyam. Shri means wealth. This is the wealth of his own devotion. Krishna came to give his own devotion in the most elevated and in the most brilliant form. Madhurya ujjala rasa. Unnato ujjala rasa. Unnato means most elevated and ujjala means most brilliant. Why most elevated? There are five kinds of devotion. Five different mellows. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsaya, and And of these, Dasya is superior to Santa, more elevated than Santa. Then Sakya is more elevated than Dasya. Vatsala is more elevated than Sakya. And Madhurya, the conjugal loving relationship, is the most of all the loving relationships. And Ujjala, it is not only the Madhurya, the most elevated one, but among that, in that, the most brilliant. Madhurya also are of two kinds. Or rather, Madhurya also is of two kinds. One is Swakya and Paratya. Madhurya means conjugal loving relationship. The relationship like that of between a man and But this loving relationship between man and woman can be of two kinds. One is through formal marriage they can have a loving relationship. Another one is through out of simple love for each other without any social consideration. Now, in the loving relationship, especially with Krishna, it is considered that the Parokya, where the social consideration is not there, is superior to Shakya. So therefore, this is the Unnato Ujjala Rasa. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this most elevated, most exalted, most brilliant loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which has never been given. Another consideration here is the devotional services of two kinds. Vaidhivakti and Radhanubhakti. Vaidhivakti is the devotional service that is executed following the rules and regulations of scripture. Vidhi, Shastra Vidhi. And the Radhanuga is no consideration of Shastra Vidhi as such, but simply out of love. That love, the loving impetus, or the impulse becomes so deep that one cannot really resist it. He just becomes attracted to Krishna simply out of his love for him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that loving relationship, Raghunuga. Therefore, this is Anarpita. Generally, in other ages, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dapur Yuga, devotional service that is executed is following the rules and regulations. It is only through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who actually gave the Radha Bhakti. It is there, but it was not so easily available. But what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, he offered it to the people of the age of Kali. In the age of Kali, people are most degraded. Now he offered the highest spiritual wealth to the people, those who are completely degraded, those who are absolutely fallen, those who are completely miserable, hopeless. So this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. So that is the point that has been established right at the beginning of Sri Chaitanya. And the same point has been again established time and time again in various ways in course of Mahaprabhu's pastime. The most wonderful way to it that he had done that is through his discussion with Ramananda Bhai. Step by step he actually established the supremacy of the loving relationship of the gopis in Vrindavan of Krishna. So that also has been established as the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. And this has been described as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Which Krishna? The Krishna of Vrindavan. The Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Here comes another consideration. There are two Krishnas. Son of Vasudev and son of Nanda Maharaj. Son of Vasudev and Devaki. And this has been pointed out, Krishna on the Jadu Samputa. That Krishna who appeared in the Jadu dynasty is another Krishna. But the real Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he never steps out of Vrindavan. Vrindavanam Parittarja Putra Padamiya Dakshita. He never steps out of Vrindavan. Then one may question, but Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and killed Kamsa and then we are trying to Dwarka. So this has been again pointed out. Remember, in the 10th canto, it has been described that when Akrura came to take Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, then Krishna and the border of Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram went to take bath in Jamuna. At that time, do you remember that Akrura saw Krishna in his forehand? So when Krishna and Balaram went to take bath, at that time, Krishna and Balaram went back to Vrindavan. And Vasudev Krishna then came and sat on the chair. And Nanda Krishna went back to Vrindavan. So who Krishna actually, who Akrura took is Vasudev Krishna. And this Vasudev Krishna, when Vasudev brought Krishna after his birth to the house of Nanda Maharaj, actually it was dark and Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev could not see the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda gave birth to two children, one boy and one girl. And Nanda Maharaj, in Nanda Maharaj's house, Vasudev came, and when he placed the child, that Vasudev Krishna merged into Nanda Maharaj Krishna. In the darkness, he didn't see the Krishna, he just saw the girl and picked up the girl. And this Vasudev Krishna, who is there in Krishna's body already, he came out and sat on the chair. And not only Vasudev Krishna is there in Krishna's body, all the incarnations are there in Krishna's body, because Krishna is the origin of all incarnations. So the Goswamis have very elaborately explained this. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is making that point. And what is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Aradha Bhagavan Brajeshwara. The supreme worshipable personality of Godhead is Brajeshwara, the son of Brajendranandan, son of Brajendranandan. And Svadhamo Vrindavanam, he is emphatically pointing out that his dham, his abode is Vrindavan. And Ramma Kachit Upashana Brajamadhu Gaurgena Jagodhi. The way the cowherd damsels served him, the way the cowherd themselves expressed their devotion to him, that is the highest form. Ramma Kachit Upashana Brajamadhu Gaurgena. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amaram. The spotless Puran Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof. And Prema Kumar Pramanam. To develop that love for Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. Prema Kumar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Madhavidam Tantradharu. This is the conclusion of Sri Chaitanya. Just accept that. There is no need to accept that. So, this point has been established time and time again, that whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established, was what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us. That Krishna of Vrindavan is the Supreme Personality. The way the gopis worshipped him as the highest. And of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani's love, devotion to Krishna is of the highest. And the same point has been established when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ramananda Rai. Step by step he took that. The same point has been established by Srila Sanatana Goswami through his Brihat Bhagavatam. Shantan Goswami very elaborately explained these teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gradually taking us from one platform, one platform to another platform. We can briefly consider what came out of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Ramananda Rai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Rai in the bank of Godavari in Kovur. And they are discussing. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking questions that Ramananda Rai answered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what's the goal of life? Ramananda. What is the ultimate goal of life? Then Ramananda Rai said, to practice Varnashram is the ultimate goal of life. And he quotes from the scriptures, Varnashrama Charavata Purushena Parampuma Nanna Aradhate Pantha Tastoshan Nainam Tatta Vishnu Aradhati Pantha Nanam Tattoshakar. Then he's saying, quoting scriptures, Padma Purana, that Varnashram is the ultimate goal of life. And there is no other way to please Vishnu. But Mahaprabhu rejects that. He says, that's external concern. Tell me what's beyond that. Tell me something which is happening. Then Ramananda speaks about karma yoga. Karma Mishra. Jat Karosi, Jadas Nasi, Jat Purusi, Dalai, Jat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that. That's also external. Tell me something. Then he is speaking about karma tag. First he spoke about karma yoga, now he's speaking about karma tag. And he quotes from Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Karma Antarita, Mahami Kamshkana. Mahaprabhu rejected that. That's all fixed. Tell me what. Then he speaks about Jnana Yoga. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kamshati samasarveshati kateshu madhvati na kateshu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that also. Madhvati lavate param. Although this verse is saying that one achieves my transcendental devotion at this point, that Brahma Bhuta, when one becomes a Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will look at that. Tell me what. Then Ramananda Rai mentioned about pure devotion. अन्नाभिलाषितासुनम ज्ञानकर्मात् अनापृतम अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्ति. When there is no other desire but to simply serve Krishna, please Krishna. Giving up, even the karma vishra, karma yoga and jnana yoga, jnana karma anapritam. That is pure devotion, bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts that. Yes, that's right. Tell me what's beyond that. Then he described about devotional service and shantaras, devotional service in Dasharas, devotional service in Sakhyaras, devotional service in Vatsalaras. The Mahaprabhu was accepting one of them. Yes, that's tell me what's here. Now after Vatsala he came and mentioned about Madhurjana, devotional service in conjugal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, that's right. Now tell me what's here. Ramananda says that I didn't know that anyone can ask. Now you are making me ask the questions and you are also empowering me to answer the question. So if you can empower, if you empower me, then probably I'll be able to answer that question. And then Ramananda Rai explained that there is the way the residents of Vrindavan, the gopis, and then he mentioned that Krishna was dancing Rasa dance with 16,000 gopis. There was one Krishna between two gopis. But in the center, single Krishna was dancing a single girl. So that must be very special. That gopi must have been very special. And then when that gopi got upset and she left the Rasa Mandali, Krishna left all 16,000 gopis and followed her. So she must be very special. So in this way he established that this particular gopi must be very, very special. Who is this gopi? Anaya Radhika Duna Bhagavan Harish. So this is the most, the gopi who is most expert in Maharaja. So this is, that is Srimati. The same point has been established by Sri Srila Sanatana Goswami, Sri Vira Bhagavatam, as I mentioned. So this is how we can see that what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave is absolutely unique. And we are very fortunate that we have received it. We are very fortunate that we have been born in this planet in the age of Kali. We have been born after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have been born after Srila Prabhupada came and distributed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And we are so fortunate that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada's devotees, we have received this most rare spiritual wealth. That is rare even for Lord Brahma. That's rare even for Lord Shiva. What to speak of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, it's rare even for Lakshmidev. So that wonderful spiritual asset has become available to us irrespective of our eligibility and qualification. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Premanande. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes.
Even in the demigod consciousness, it is such an area for them.
Yeah. Our hope is Prabhupada's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, which has been described as Kaivalya Narakayate. Tridasha Pura Akasha Pushpaya. Meaning, this mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the way he has bestowed his mercy in the form of this devotion to Krishna, this Krishna consciousness movement, is it makes one consider, when one receives it, to him, liberation appears to be like going to him. And the position of demigods appears to be like phantasmagoria. It's meaningless. Just having a good dream, that's all, the position of demigods. But at some point the dream will break. And then one will be merged, one will be submerged in a portion of suffering. Kine punne mat martalokam. One may be a demigod today, but tomorrow he'll become a demigod with a third planet. Suffering conditions. So that is the mercy. That is what is making us recognize the insignificant position of the demigod. Like, not only means, actually, I mean, if we consider it from the actual perspective, then we can see not only the position of the demigod, even the position of the resident of Vaikuntha becomes insignificant. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he had the encounter with the Tathavadis in South India, the followers of Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is your ultimate goal? They said to merge in Vaikuntha through Sarupa Samhita Sarupa Shastra. Then Mahaprabhu's response to that was that scripture says that Mukti Devi with folded hands is begging to the devotee to somehow engage in some service. Also the scripture Bhagavatam is saying that Sarupa Samhita Sarupa Shastra Diyamanam Navrindhanti Bina Matsevananda. Then even if it is offered to my devotees, they don't want to accept. So if the devotees are not interested in that, then how can this be the ultimate goal? So this is how he actually rectified the Tathavadi. So this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The even elevation to Vaikuntha planet becomes important. And this all, again has been established by Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatam. Gop Kumar goes to Vaikuntha, but he is not happy there. Lakshmi Devi herself is personally treating him like her own son. He is not interested there. And not only that, he doesn't want to take up the four-armed form. The residents of Vaikuntha are asking, why are you maintaining your earthly form? Accept your this four-armed form. So this shows that even he is not interested in attaining liberation in Vaikuntha. Meaning, the devotees of ISKCON will not be satisfied even after going to Vaikuntha. Unless and until they reach Golok Vrindavan, they are not going to be satisfied. Unless and until they reach Golok Navadvip, they will be satisfied. So that is the mercy of Shri. In order to feel that, Krishna has to assume the mood of Srimati, has to become Srimati Radharani. You see, the mood of Srimati Radharani, this has been very beautifully analyzed. That, you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with the mood of Srimati Radharani and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Now, what is Srimati Radharani? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Krishna appeared with the bhav of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhavatu. Radharani is a personification of Mahabhav. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. So when you take the Mahabhav, if you take the Mahabhav away from Radha Thakurani, then what is left of Radha Thakurani? Right? That means Radharani in totality is there with Krishna in Sri Chaitanya. And the analogy has been given in this way. Threads are woven together to make the cloth. If all the threads are taken away, will there be any cloth left? Similarly, if bhav, Mahabhav is taken away, Mahabhav Sarupine Radha Thakura. If the bhav is taken away, will there, what is left of Srimati Radha? But then instead again, there is another question. Then why do we say that Radharani has appeared with Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Then at the same time, we are saying that Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. Why? How is that? So this is the inconceivable aspect of spiritual. Then why did Radharani come as Gadadhar Pandit? Radharani wanted to see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs, Krishna performs her role. In order to watch that, he came as Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, he is always with him. Yes, yeah, to understand this point clearly, what you said is quite right. But to understand this point, we have to consider that original personality of Godhead is Krishna. His first expansion is Balaram. Then his next expansion is Chaturbhuja, Vasudev Shankarshan Prabhu. Like this is how he is expanding. So Krishna is the Nandanandan Krishna, the Krishna of Vrindavan is the original Supreme Personality. And Vasudev Krishna is his expansion. And why expansion? There goes that point. Krishna expands into different incarnations in order to execute different aspects of his mission. So in order to do that, he did. You see, Nandanandan Krishna doesn't, as Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, that Nandanandan Krishna doesn't have any business to kill the demons. Those demons are killed by Vishnu, who is in his body. Nandanandan Krishna is not killing the demons. Vishnu is killing the demons, because that's his business. But the Vishnu is there in his body, because he is the origin of all the Vishnu. Yeah, right. Especially when he meets the gopis. And that is, that Vasudev Krishna wanting to go to Vrindavan is Lord Chaitanya. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Friends, you know, he was giving
have a conception of God. Yeah, the residents of Vrindavan have conception of God. But they somehow don't want to accept that Krishna is that God. You see, the reason is that, you see, what is the predominating melody of Vrindavan? Sakya, Vatsalya, and Ramana. Friendship, parental, and country. Now, friendship takes place between the equals. Right? Parental is between the superior and inferior. So here, the devotees, in order to experience the friendship, they have to become equal to the Supreme Personality of God. Now, who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of God? It's not possible. Therefore, generally, it's not possible to have friendship with the Supreme Personality. Then parental, the devotees have to become superior to the Supreme Personality. Now who can become superior to Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme. Right? So these mellows are otherwise not possible. Therefore, Vrindavan is a very special area where the devotees or the residents of Vrindavan, by the arrangement of Yogamaya, forget that Krishna is God. In order to enable Krishna to experience this relationship. If the devotees recognize that Krishna is God, then they could develop, they could treat him the way they are doing there. Right? Like, then it would have been like Vaikuntha Mukha. In Vaikuntha, everybody knows that Krishna is God, Narayan is God. So they treat him in a certain way. Even up to Dwarka, they know that Vasudev is the super soul, the supreme God. So they can't really develop that kind of friendship that they experience in Vrindavan or parental. You see, Vasudev and Devaki, although the mother and father, they can't treat Krishna the same way because there is an underlying feeling that he is the supreme personality of God. How can I treat him like my son? Whereas in Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda do not even think about it because too, they have forgotten that Krishna is God. Now here's a consideration. The forgetfulness is of two kinds. Forgetfulness out of ignorance and forgetfulness out of love. So Vrindavan forgetfulness is forgetfulness out of love. It is not out of ignorance. It's not that they don't know that Krishna is God. But the Krishna, because of their intense love for Krishna, it doesn't matter to them whether Krishna is God or not. Their mood is, Krishna, even if you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we love you the way you do. Even if you are not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we love you the way you do. So that is their mood. Like, and this has been explained, like, the father, the son may have become a very big person. The son may have become the state president. But it's not that the mother doesn't know that the son has become the state president. But to the mother it doesn't matter that he's the state president. When he comes home, he chastises him. Why did you come so late? So it is not that she doesn't know that he is the state president. But because of her love for him, his position as a state president is insignificant. So this is the mood of the resident. That even if you are Supreme Personality of God, it's so much, it's not important to us. What really matters to us is that we can't help but love him. And one example for that is that when the gopis were searching for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan, then Krishna, in order to check them out, test them, he assumed his forearm, Narayan form, and stood on the way. Now what did the gopis do? They offered obeisances to him, Narayan, please accept my humble obeisances, and please help us to find Krishna. Please bless us that you can find Krishna. That is not that they do not know that Krishna is God, but they do not know that Narayan is God, but it doesn't matter to them. They are not interested in Narayan. Even when Krishna becomes Narayan, they are not interested in that. They are simply attracted to Krishna, the son of Narayan. Okay. Oh, very good point. Did everybody hear the question? That you, he's telling me that I explained that different stages of elevation of devotion, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept on asking, what is after that? What's after that? Tell me beyond. What is beyond that? Now, is there any stage beyond that, the ultimate stage that? That ultimate stage is Radha and Krishna becomes Chaitanya. That's why when it came to that, like Radharani, when he came to that point, then Ramananda Rai was about to answer that, then he covered the face of Ramananda. Said, okay, fine, you don't have to tell anymore. Because then his identity would become revealed.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. In terms of the 64 qualities, you know that Krishna, Shama Sunda, exhibits the beauty that other incarnations don't necessarily exhibit. Does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exhibit that same beauty because he has the complexion of Radharani who attracts Krishna and Vrindavan? So does that mean that he's more beautiful than Krishna and Vrindavan?
Yeah, like Krishna is most beautiful. With his 64 qualities. But Krishna himself is attracted to Srimati Radharani. So you can consider how beautiful she is. And then the Krishna and Radharani become together. So can you imagine what kind of beauty that is? So that is the ultimate epitome of beauty. Okay. Brahma Samhita he actually wrote when he first, in the beginning, Brahma Samhita itself is describing that in the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita that we have. You see, Brahma appeared, he was an ignorant, he didn't know who he was. Then he received the Gayatri from Krishna. Krishna, by playing his flute, gave him the Gayatri. And by meditating on Gayatri, he actually perceived Krishna. So that is Brahma Samhita. So at the beginning, after he received Gayatri Mantra, and meditating Gayatri when he achieved his spiritual perfection, then he actually saw Krishna. That is, again, we have to understand that this is Yogamaya. Yogamaya, has been described that she can make impossible possible. Aghatan ghatan potential. So she can bewilder anyone, including even God. But there's nothing wrong. This is called for the sake of enhancing the Leela, enhancing the pastimes, Leela Pushpa. Because if it didn't happen, Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes wouldn't be so exciting. Right. And also by doing that, Krishna is teaching that if somebody thinks that Brahma is the highest, well, see, he is superior. If somebody thinks Indra is the highest, okay, see the world. If somebody is to think that Lord Shiva is the highest, then see Vanasura's past. His pastime is Vanasura. So in this way, his supreme position has been established through this pastime. And in order to enable this pastime, this Yogamaya had to make them forget and play the role of the Sadhguru. Okay, so I'll stop now. That's all I'd like to hear.